This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Woolchuck and Chiofalo reunited. And it feels so good to have five hours of sports content coming your way. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Lucius got me the McChicken Big Mac.
Okay.
And that's the first time I've had it. It's good.
It
pairs well.
The is Mac sauce, the same?
Everything is the same. I would think if you like the Mac sauce and you like the pickle aspect, like it really is more pronounced when it's with the chicken as opposed to the beef for whatever reason. So that combo, like it was fantastic. I think it pairs well with the chicken overall. Really, really good situation.
It's really bigger.
Like what
I think
they did.
Those patties are bigger than the meat patties.
Yeah, I would say perhaps by a little bit, but yeah, it was a really, really good situation, and it was a pleasant surprise. It was like a second lunch. You know those days where you get a second lunch and you weren't expecting
breakfast?
Yeah. It's a second lunch situation that's really, really good.
I've been hitting the cheesesteaks from Jersey Mike's pretty good.
Yeah, you
just
have.
Down the road, salute Jersey to those Mike guys.
Back on that, dude.
Very consistent product.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hitting the DoorDash, you know. Now, DoorDash can get ridiculous, but if they're only going like a quarter mile, you know, then it's only like $10.
Okay.
So I can kind of justify that.
I did think
that
was funny. Then.
Right as I'm pulling into work. $75
sandwich you're eating there?
No, it's only $25. You know, that's a markup, but that's a markup I can live with. You know? Lunch is usually going to cost you like $18. It's just a few extra bucks. I don't have to justify myself to you, Krusty. Screw you. Now, Brian does. He does have the he does have the look at the Lions coming up here at 3:40.
I do.
Okay. We're one day away from a double bet payoff Friday. Suddenly, I'm scrambling.
Yeah, this is ridiculous news.
Hey, as our egging has been shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Pridemore got one whiff of that and said, not in my studio, boys.
Well, this is what happens when I tried to be like a good employee, and I was talking to DJ about it, because I remember last year when we did the, you know, crushing the eggs on Brian.
It was all over the place.
It caused an issue.
Sure.
It did.
It did.
So I felt bad about that. So I'm thinking, okay, can we make a plan to do this in a better way? And DJ just killed it. He just C-blocked the whole thing.
Yeah, that's not that. I guess that, you know, I was at least anticipating in a negotiation that we could say like, hey, we'll put up plastic sheets. We'll do it into the corner far away from any equipment. But it was just a blanket no.
Well, he just kept repeating over and over again, raw egg dodgeball, like just trying to get into your head of like, how insane are you?
Yeah.
Insane.
To think
exactly
that you should be able to do this.
Yeah, and it's not even dodgeball, because I wouldn't even be trying to dodge it,
no,
right? We're not trying to dodge it. Yeah,
we're
just getting peppered.
Smacked with some eggs.
Yeah, because we can't pick a game.
And then we move on with our life, but it'll be hilarious for y'all in that moment.
I mean, the popping, I thought, if you could get it up against that window and like the thunk, you know, of a good egg when you do it at a house. You know, it's got an unforgettable sound. I thought that would have been great over the radio.
It's part of the reason I'm pretty ticked off, because yesterday that was part of the plan of being off work yesterday, was just to warm up the arm. I was just ripping my back fence with eggs yesterday.
Wow.
And I felt like I was dialed.
Had the accuracy down.
Yes. I was watching DeGrom highlights just for inspiration.
So we'll have some bet payoffs for you tomorrow, 220. Wolchek, have you settled yet?
Well, I saw a video.
Hey, boys.
It's pretty hilarious. Now, it's embarrassing, but I guess this was a bachelorette party deal where they are strapping, I don't know if it's like a piece of yarn, and on the back of it, or the bottom of it, it's attached a hot dog wiener.
Okay.
And they try and basically just flip it up and try and catch
it. So it's tied around their waist, and then it extends down in between their legs. So they got like a pendulum effect where they're trying to
try and like flip
thrust
it up
their hips
and catch
to get the sausage up. Okay. The sausage thrust. I like that. That's a good bet payoff.
Right. It's really good. And the payoff is not over until he finally lands that sausage in his mouth.
I don't know
mouth.
About that one. That could like take weeks. I'm not that coordinated.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's a five-hour show. So if the clock runs out, then the clock runs out.
It might end up being all 5 hours.
You'll be
maybe you'll not. Be maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe that thing, you know, boom.
Hey, maybe you'll be a natural.
Could be.
How dare you waste eggs like that? They're expensive right now, says the 214. They are pretty high.
It'd just be a select few.
Oh, I'm just doing the grade A's, like $1.12 for a dozen. Dude.
Yeah, the cheapest eggs we can find.
It's cheaper than hitting range balls.
For sure.
Like, come on.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a
blast.
Maybe we can do it on remote at a time to be determined in the future.
When we go back to the spa place, they love when we do crazy
stuff.
Sun
show from the roof today,
it's
boys.
It's like I walked in there the other day like, man, we love having you guys
here. No eggs. Yeah, they were just like, DJ, no eggs. No, but we do have the KMC Masterpiece tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. As Flagtober rolls on, that'll be your next chance to pick up the G-Bag Nation flag. And Brian's Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. He's going to tell us about the Lions. Micah continues the cord work, which appears to make him on track for a return against the Niners, which Brian's been telling you about for a week and a half.
Yeah, I believe so. That's kind of where we're at right now. The thing that's interesting is I believe Carson went back with the, instead of being full, he went back with the rehab group today. So that might be a setback there with that. We need to follow up.
But no setback for Deron Bland.
No setback for Bland, no.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy said, came through Wednesday's practice great. He is on a pitch count. But it's great to have him as an option, probably going to play on Sunday. Mike McCarthy said Eric Kendricks is going to be limited in practice with a shoulder injury and start with the rehab group. So that's one we'll be tracking throughout the day. And Eric is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. How were they set? If he couldn't play, what would they do?
Well, it looks like that maybe Damone Clark would be back in that spot, but because
it'd be really bad.
And then Maris probably takes over the green dot responsibility.
I don't know if it's that, or would you have Hooker do it?
Yeah, you could maybe have Hooker do it. Yeah. I just know that they love Maris in his intelligence.
Oh,
with that
they
type
absolutely
of stuff.
Do.
So
yeah, they sure.
I don't
do.
Know if he would be the backup green dot guy, but it could be Malik Hooker.
Yeah. We got an update on the Aaron Rodgers story on his second full day on the job. The interim coach there with the Jets, Jeff Ulbrich, made a major shakeup. Stripping the play calling responsibilities from embattled offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. And of course, it's big because Hackett is Aaron Rodgers' ally or whatever. So one of the main reasons why Rodgers wanted to be traded to the Jets last year was his close relationship with Hackett. The new play caller is Todd Downing, former Titans OC who coaches the QBs, holds the title of passing game coordinator. He'll have the full say on the game plan and ultimately the plays that are called within the game. So, you know, I think I like what Jeff's doing here. I think that's probably what Jets fans would want, right? Let's get a new set of eyes. You know, obviously our offense needs to be fixed, and maybe we had a head coaching problem as well, so they're going to try all new leadership. And maybe at least gives you a last Hail Mary chance of turning this around.
Yeah, I think the idea of moving on from Hackett and demoting him to some extent is a no-brainer. The problem is Aaron Rodgers is still ultimately probably getting plays into his helmet and then disposing of them and calling whatever he wants. So that would be the main thing. But also, this dude Downing has been really, really bad.
Yeah,
when he had opportunities. Like that you mentioned the Titans, they finished 30th overall in offense, 28th in points scored. He leaves a lot to be desired there. So they have layered the coaching staff with garbage. So when you pull one, it's just more garbage underneath. So that's tough.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's an organization.
I wonder if this was a Rodgers move where he's like, guys, everyone's thinking I did this, okay? And it's because of this Hackett deal. So just do it. All right, just do it. Now it's going to make me look a little bit better. I'm still going to be getting the line from Nathaniel. Like, hey, don't worry, Hack. I got you, brother. All right, you're still really. But just for public perception here, it just looks better for me that I now have plausible deniability. It wasn't me that wanted this firing. I'm good here.
That would be something.
I love Robert Saleh.
That would be something. It is a Red River Thursday. Brad Townsend with a story today. It's the final year. The game is going to be played before the renovations are complete. Okay, so this would be the last time you're like cramped and packed in there.
Jeez.
Really looks like they're going to modernize it and widen the concourse. Some of the drawings are pretty dang neat. And they make it look like you're like a swanky a new stadium with like art on the ceilings and stuff.
Yeah,
you're like they're about halfway done right now. They've paused it for the fair. They're going to finish up probably in June or something like that. But a lot of the work's right now being done on the west side. Another phase will start in 2030. It was all part of a deal to keep UT and OU there through 2036. They also had to write them a check.
Yeah.
About $1.5 million a year to keep coming on down here for this weekend or up here for this weekend. But how much of a shot does OU have right now, Brian, of the upset?
Sounds like their injury report's pretty significant.
Their wide receiver deal is bad. I mean, look, they're still
their quarterback
starting.
Situation.
Michael Hawkins' second start. You know, I don't think, you never know in this rivalry, right? That's the beautiful thing of it. But I don't think that Oklahoma has
can't keep
a great
up, can
shot.
They?
And Quinn Ewers is going to be back. They're saying he's looking great at practice. Yeah, I just don't know if this ends up in a shootout.
Yeah,
exactly. That Oklahoma's got the horses to be able to hang with the Horns in this one.
We do have a couple of different college football segments for you today. The first one coming up at 2:40. So we'll do a deep dive into the world of college football here with you. Everybody getting excited for this big weekend here as we're getting into the meat of the season. Baseball playoffs resuming coming up at 5:08. You're going to have the Tigers and the Guardians. Detroit leading 2-1. Royals are at home at 5:08 trying to stave off. They are down 2-1 to the Yankees. So it's a doubleheader, which, kind of a layered doubleheader, which is weird, but it starts at 5:08 there if you're interested. The roof at Tropicana Field, home of the Rays, major damage because of high winds associated with Milton, made landfall Wednesday. With the Category 3 storm it ended up being. By the time I checked at 10:30, it was down to a Cat 2. So it really ran out of gas as it came ashore. But pictures and video on social media showed most of the fabric covering the doomed roof was torn off. The Rays say they don't know, you know, how long it could be an extended recovery. But it just looks like they need a new tarp. Looks like there wasn't much structural damage down there. So congrats to everybody in Florida for not having as bad of a night as it could be, although you do have condolences involved with, it appears, 11 people, have lost their lives as a result of Milton. And some of the video was, you know, pretty bad, but it seemed like your regular bad hurricane, you know, not as it got ashore, didn't turn into the worst.
Not a hurricane of the century?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, it was definitely the most traumatic event for a lot of people's lives, I'm sure. I don't want to make light of it.
No.
But at least we dodged like the major biblical style event that, you know, shakes up the world for weeks and leaves people suffering for months afterwards.
You know, it's everything about it going in, and I'm just throwing this out there, but we have all this technology and stuff like that, you know, and they were, there was a lot of, there was death and, you know, flooding and stuff like that. But with the technology that we had, and they made this thing sound like it was going to destroy everything, you know, along the way.
Submerge everything.
Yeah. It made it. And you kind of wonder, it's like, is technology really good for this stuff? Are we really forecasting these things the right way?
Mm. Tell me not perfect.
I mean, the way they were talking about this thing was, you know, all the metrics say this, and I'm not trying to make light of, not trying to make light of it, but I just wonder, you know, if they say this was one of the worst ones, going to be one of the worst ones ever.
Yeah.
And it just,
you watchdogging the metrics.
I'm just wondering about technology.
I think they paint the worst possible picture because the hype is good, the tune-ins are good. Plus, you got to get people out of the area,
right?
So maybe
that,
you paint a picture that's like a little bit worst-case scenario, you know, to be better safe than sorry.
The mayor came out and told me I was going to die if I stayed.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah. She told me, hey,
maybe that's why
you're going to die, Brian, if you stay.
Yeah.
That's
she really underestimated you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though, that to me,
some did.
Feats of strength
made it sound a lot worse than it was.
You know, I hear you.
Man, bro, there's like trucks on top of people's houses and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like destroyed situation.
Kids there's whole areas that are destroyed. Around people's houses right now.
No, it's bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying
nuts.
In future, talking about these things. In future, with technology we have, we got to be a little bit better, I think.
All right.
Get it more dialed, man.
You're off and running here on a Monday, firing off some good opinions, some strong opinions, one of the two.
I didn't see enough death and carnage. I thought there was going to be more lives lost.
It wasn't about the lives. It was about how they forecasted this, how they forecasted this thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have been on the record in the past.
We've had deaths in every hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We honestly have.
Hurricane the century. I mean, I appreciate you keeping them accountable. You know, sometimes I think those weathermen are just trying to...
Just wondering.
You know, soup up their own importance.
Some weather guys looking at a radar.
Palm Beach Gardens destroyed, by the way. Palm Beach Gardens.
Flooded?
Destroyed.
That was just a garden, right, Brian?
You said gardens?
But did they live?
Didn't hear any people.
He's not questioning their technology. It's the other counties around.
Things do get destroyed in hurricanes. I'm just making it, they made it sound like it was going to be far worse.
Right.
Well, hopefully the Stars destroy tonight. They'll be in Nashville.
They will be. Better freaking win tonight.
NHL season gets underway.
Everything's hinging on tonight.
Tennis player Rafael Nadal retiring after 22 years as a pro tennis player. Mm. 22 grannies, including 14 French Opens. He really dominated that event.
Dominant of clay.
Yes.
Clay player.
He was a dominant clay player. Spent 209 weeks, combined 5 years as world number one. He was kind of in that Nadal era and the Djokovic era, but he scratched out his own... You know, definitely dominant dynastic type of run. So salute to him for a job well done. Great run there. 22 years.
22 years.
Okay. Speaking of hockey, Woolchuck, I believe we have a little bit of quick puck here.
Yeah.
Early afternoon style.
Let's do it. We got beer records and 5 bold predictions for your Dallas Stars in 2024. That's next in the nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shoot, yeah, it is time to talk some hockey with you. Woolchuck's got a quick puck. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to WindowNation.com/Cowboys. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach.
Let's go. Season on the line tonight. Stars in Nashville against the Preds, Bridgestone Arena, as it is game number one. Only time Stars have won the Cup. They won their season opener, Kevin Hagelin. They lose tonight. I got big time doubts on the remainder of the season. 877-881-1053. Your plans for the Stars watch party to open the season. Plus, we got Thursday night football, 49ers, Seahawks. This is a must win all of a sudden, it feels like, for San Francisco. Rare week seven must win, or week six. It's week six of the NFL.
Yeah, you don't see it that often, but that's where we find ourselves.
They'd be 0-3 in the division. That'd be really bad for them.
If I'm the Niners, I'm thinking until we've lost our seventh game, I'm not that worried about it. We're going to get healthy and go on a run.
As long as they can just sneak in, they might be okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the Utah Hockey Club. They did win their first ever game in franchise history, 5-2. They were awesome. But the fans in attendance, man, they raked in $120,000 in beer sales. That is a record for any NHL or NBA game that has been played in Utah, and they've been there since 1991. So any Utah Jazz game that's been in that arena, any now Utah hockey or hockey club match that's going to be in there, they're going to have to go ahead and drink more than 120K in beer sales because they were getting after it.
And this is the place that was like super low concessions, right? Where it's like they're paying like Delta $3 Center. A beer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Mormons, right?
It is the Mormons.
Getting toe up in there.
So they set a record for $120,000?
At that particular
just
arena.
In this particular arena. And to Lucius's point, like, Mormons don't drink. So this is a big deal in Utah.
It was like a PR.
I was going to say, that seems like real light work. I bet we're getting that done before tip-off at the AAC.
Yeah, they do have some pretty sweet deals, though, on concessions. They're kind of like the Falcons.
Yeah, it's like $3 beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that helps the cause.
Cheap hot dogs, too.
Yeah.
Stuff like
40,000 beers.
They got a BOGO situation?
Yeah, it might be a little BOGO action, man.
Man, that'd be amazing.
I do think
$3, buy a beer, get a beer.
Yeah, dude.
Sign me up for this.
It's a really good play, I think, to lower those concession items. Yeah. All the return that we've seen is that it works out for those, like, it's working out for the Falcons.
Yeah.
People are buying all sorts of stuff in there.
I think maybe Jerry should, you know, Legends Hospitality, we just lower the prices a little bit, you end up selling more that way.
Exactly. Makes you less resentful. You know, I think that's the thing. It's like, screw these guys. They know I need a water, really? $9?
Right. And if you're taking the whole family, you've already paid how much for a ticket just to get in? Now I'm paying, what, $100? And that's getting me a couple of burgers and some waters, you know, for everybody. Mm-hmm. Maybe some fries if you're lucky. But here are the bold predictions from our friend Leah, who joined us yesterday. How's that last name go, Dawson?
Asimakopoulos.
Crushed it again, man. You were nailing that. But Leah says Thomas Harley and Miro both finish top 10 among NHL defensemen in goals. I like this bold prediction. I think Miro's about to have his best season as a Dallas Star.
Yeah.
And Thomas Harley, I'm a huge fan of him. I mean, his offensive game, I think, has been developing. I just need to see him be a little bit more physical, less turnovers, especially in some big situations in the third period that would hurt the Stars on some counters in the postseason. But Thomas Harley, I'm very, very excited about. I think both these guys, this is one that could absolutely hit. It is a bold prediction, but I think they both could finish in the top 10 when it comes to defensive goals. That'd be exciting.
That's how I like my bold predictions, Wolchuk, you know, on the truthy side.
Yeah.
You can realistically see it.
Well, Logan Stankoven, how about Stanky here, who is going to be in the starting line, top line tonight for your Stars, as that's going to be Robertson, Hintz, and Stankoven. Marchment, Duchesne, Sagan going to be your third line. Ben Wyatt Johnston, your starting center on the third line. Maverick Bork is out for the opener with Evgeny Dodonov. Then you've got Steele, Back, and Blackwell are going to be the third line. Now, we'll see how that third line looks, because there's definitely two new skaters there going on with Steele. But how about Logan Stankoven winning the Calder Trophy? That is one that is the second bold prediction.
What do you give with the Calder Trophy? What'd you do?
Basically, Rookie of the Year.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be exciting.
I'm just hoping that he unveils a new celebration called the Stankoven Leg. Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Stankoven Leg.
I think it's an opportunity.
Do the Stankoven Leg. Wyatt Johnston scoring 40 goals, another bold prediction. He finished the regular season 32 goals, 33 assists in 82 games. So 40 would be a big jump for him, but he was fantastic in the playoffs, had 10 goals, added 6 assists, 16 points in 19 games for Wyatt Johnston in the postseason. So 40 goals, man, if he could hit that, it's a tough ask, but that'd be incredible. It means the Stars are humming. And then this is definitely bold, and if it happens, you're going to be having crotch-first confidence. I don't think this will happen, because I don't think he's going to play enough games. But Jake Oettinger will be a Vezina finalist. Finalist, I guess, is possible. Winning the Vezina, I would probably bet against it. But if Jake Oettinger was able to be a finalist, it means the Stars are right where we need them to be.
If they win the President's Trophy with the team with the best record, you don't think he'd have a shot at it?
I think then he would be a finalist, but I just don't know that he's going to have, because as we were talking with Leah yesterday, they definitely want to load manage him in a sense. So I don't know that he's going to end up starting enough games to where he's going to top some of these other guys, but it's possible. I mean, he's got the talent to do it.
It makes sense when you have Wedgwood, who is capable of playing on the nights of a back-to-back or, you know, a short.
Well, Wedgwood's with Nashville.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. When you don't have that, you might have to until you kind of get that situated.
You know, I'm fine with him doing whatever in the regular season. I just want the playoff Oettinger that I've been sold, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like
against Calgary.
Yeah. It has not been great, you know, and I think he can be a lot better. I'm wondering if he's just not a postseason goalie.
Yeah, I mean, he was disappointing last year in the postseason. I was with you. And then the final bold prediction here, Stars are going to win Lord Stanley's Cup.
Hmm.
And I'm with you. I mean, I think, Leah, it's certainly bold to go out there and say it. The West is really, really tough. But I think the Stars have, especially getting guys like Wyatt and Stankoven, some quality minutes in the postseason. Hopefully Maverick Bork, who also got to play in the playoffs last year as well. These are guys that I think can inject some speed, which they've needed a little bit of. The question will be, can they get the forecheck going consistently in the postseason? Is the physicality going to be ramped up, adding guys like Dumba on the defensive side of the ice? Do they end up making a move to add another defenseman? Like, not being able to retain Chris Tanev, to me, was really, really upsetting.
Yes.
Now, he did get a fat contract, but maybe that's a move that Jim Neal ends up having to make, because right now you're in a situation where you're still starting Niles Lundqvist, and I don't know why.
Best front office in sports. I think they'll get it done, Wolchuk.
Reigning GM of the year.
Yes, absolutely. It's time now for a G-Bag of the Day. We go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Get it ready. I said, girl, don't you do that. Hey. All right, let's see what we got right here. Hey, you like that chicken situation there, Eric?
Really liked it, dude.
I really wanted to eat one myself, bro. The McDonald's chicken Big Mac?
Yeah, chicken Big Mac.
Chicken burgers. Yeah, but I had baked chicken and Greek salad. I can't do it. I'm a little older than you, bro.
Oh, okay. That combo.
It'll show up by 4:30. Like, oh, there it is right here on my hip. There's that damn chicken burger.
No, it really hits, man. That pickle, mac sauce, chicken.
Good combo.
Good.
Very good combo.
I gotta make some room for it so I can eat it one day. All right, let's go to our winner and champ. Speaking of Hurricanes, Miami Hurricanes, Michael Irvin goes live from the field after the Canes' comeback victory on Saturday. He's got a little G-bag reaction at the end of this clip right here, only because Broadus asked. I would usually never play myself a G-bag in a day because I don't want to hear the sound of my own voice.
I know, that's it.
But Broadus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what Miami did, Miami took the double whammy. Having the emotional win, last second emotional win, and the bye coming up, and they still whammied everybody's ass. And these refs, right here, they tried to take it. They tried to snatch it down and take this victory with that old bullshit, you know, with that on a unsportsmanlike conduct. But people are poking him in the eye on the bottom of the pile. He's pushing him off. You don't call that call right there. And then you try it again, almost talk about with a chart, with a spearing charge. I was like, man, stop playing, man. Let us get out of here. Look at the stadium. We came, we saw, we conquered, and now we're leaving. You know what I mean? We basically came into your house, sat at your damn table, held your wife hand, and ate your damn food, and now we're leaving.
Yeah. Wow, what a beast.
I was like, no way Mike's going to get through an entire post-game video without giving us some classic playmaker.
Yeah, yeah. He was building up to it.
Maybe the most competitive guy ever.
Yeah, would you, bro?
Maybe the most competitive
guy
ever.
Man. Shout out to his camera screen. He was spitting all over that damn thing.
I'm going to drink your milkshake.
That's it.
Oh, dude, what a beast. Both you guys, playmaker, Lucius, one-time G-Bag of the Day champion. Both personalities, Michael Irvin and the playmaker in one clip. I love that.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah, he did that. All right, let's see here. You guys heard of Williams Chicken here in Dallas?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Dallas-Fort Worth, Williams Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
I love Williams Chicken. My son loves it more than I do because every time I go, I don't get the gizzards. They're always out of gizzards when I ask for the gizzards.
Mm.
Can I get an 8-piece? We don't. I'm like, man. But ordering from Williams Chicken in Dallas could be an experience. Listen to this situation.
So, boom. So, I got two thighs, a small fry, and a large what, boo-boo kid?
Strawberry Fanta.
Strawberry Fanta. Bam, you want a pepper with this thing?
I would like two peppers, please.
Ooh, she would like two pepper, please. Look at her, hungry this late at night. Bam. Okay, it'd be all for you right here, boo.
No.
Hungry. Let's get it. What else you got? You said something for you. You got somebody else in the comments.
No, it's just me. But I have a question, because they said that you guys are the ones with the seasoned french fries. So
you got a who?
Y'all fries are seasoned.
All fries see just like us, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't dietary food over here. You hear me? Yeah, talk to me. I talk back. You ready for it? Yeah, you want some seasoning on your fries? You trying to tell me that right there?
And I would like an extra fry.
Hey, so it's an extra fry with seasoning on that thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You hear me? Will they complete your order right now?
Yes, it will.
Okay, let me repeat this thing back to you. Make sure it's you I'm talking to. Two thighs of fry, large strawberry, two pepper, and additional fry. That's you right there?
Yes.
Okay, bring my money.
Yeah, he got some sauce on that mic.
Pause. Yes, that's good.
By the way, if you've never heard of Cat Daddy on K104, wow, Humbra.
Yeah.
That's how he got started. He was working a mic at really? McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, one of the program directors came through and heard him. He was like, hey, man, who are you? You got a lot of sauce, fam. I got a job for you.
Really cool.
Wow, Humbra. All right. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastors, Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I'm being funny when I say Reverend Dr. Pastor, but the man has a lot of titles, and I respect him. And Reverend Ike, he is no longer with us. He's in the bosom of Abraham now. Yes, he is. Counting his money and showing off his diamonds. We got the music ministry. Shout out to the music ministry. Make a joyful noise to the Lord is what the Lord said. Can you hear? Can you hear their joyful noise?
I hear the chains falling, yes I do.
I hear the chains falling.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear the chains falling?
No.
I hear it. I hear it.
Do you hear
it? I hear it. Do you you hear it? Get up on your feet. Do you hear it? He can break every chain. He can break the chain of lying. He can break the chain of stealing.
Wow. Damn.
Wow.
I wish I didn't hear it.
Wow. Man, the lady was kind of grooving in the background.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to hear it.
Feeling it. Passionate.
I hear the change.
Philly. Let's go to the Phillies. MLB playoffs is going on right now. Philly fans took an L to my other team, the Mets.
That's your other team?
Half of my family is from Queens, New York. The other half is from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm. Strange combination, but here I am. Jamaican rum and whiskey, baby, in the flesh. Philly fan hurt by that loss.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake.
This dog passing away, bro.
Hey. Francisco Lindor, baby.
Quite a moment.
Yeah, I mean, you can always get another dog. You're not going to get another championship like that. You can't win another championship this year. You can get another dog tomorrow.
Keeps happening. You know, last year, Arizona's heroics. Now the Mets.
Whew. Couldn't have a better fan base.
Yeah, it's a Cliff Lee curse, I think.
One more before I get out of here, folks. Sam Crocker is the man behind the Deion Sanders impersonations. The best impersonation of Deion Sanders I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm a man of a certain age. I got some season. I'm vintage, if you will. Still a baddie, though. Still a baddie. Sam Crocker impersonates Deion Sanders. He has a word for the haters, too.
What are you gonna do here? Hey, look here, man. I got something for you today, man. See, God put me in the garden. He put me in the garden, man. But he said everything here ain't for you. What does that mean? Some things you got to learn not to touch. Think about that for a second. Some things you got to learn how to MC Hammer that thing. See, now it done got personal. Because they said I was an AI voice. Why they do that at? Why would I be an AI voice when I could just be me? Somebody tell me. Why would I do that? I don't work alone. My natural odor is confidence. My natural odor is confidence. Somebody going to get that. I'm going to be me. 21.
Oh, that is so good, bro.
It's so good.
Pretty soon we're going to see this guy on the sidelines at a Colorado game.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure. I want to get him on the show. It's Sam Crocker with the Deion impersonation. Phillies fans took the L. Some joyful noises at church. Williams Chicken drive-thru. Or the Playmaker live on the Hurricane sideline. I could go so many ways. I'll just vote for Williams Chicken.
Do you hear it?
Sadly.
Do you hear it?
Chief?
Give that Deion, man. My goodness.
Oh, man. Hold on. Michael Irvin?
All right. We're tied at one, Woolchuck.
Williams Chicken.
Right.
Yeah, it's Williams Chicken.
By a score of 3-1-1, congratulations to the Dallas area Williams Chicken drive-thru worker, entertainer. You are the new G-Bag of the Day champion. If you ever miss G-Bag of the Day, Lucius replays it for you at 5:40 every night inside of LA Live. Have a college football super segment coming up next. We'll check.
Oh, yeah. Red River, it is taking over the Cowboys locker room. Is this already the best rivalry in the SEC and the Aggies? And another local recruit that's next in the nation.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. We're about to talk some college football. The 601 says, nope, we're not about to start talking about Texas OU taking over the SEC. Nope, it's not the best rivalry. That would be the Egg Bowl. That's the 601. Here's Woolchuck with your college football.
That's Mississippi State, Mississippi, huh?
601 might end up being upset.
Egg Bowl.
Might end up being upset here with what CBS Sports decided is the best rivalry in the SEC. We'll get to Red River in a second. Do need to congratulate Midlothian senior interior offensive lineman Nelson McGuire, who is going to Texas A&M as they continue to add to their top 10 recruiting class as he committed to the Aggies, 3-star offensive lineman. So we continue to have local players here in DFW going on to bigger and better things at the college level. 6'4", 320 pounds, previously was committed to Minnesota and then has flipped over to Texas A&M. He's joining Denton Ryan's Marcus Garcia and Prosper's Connor Carty along the offensive line that's committed to Texas A&M. So DFW, stand up.
Kind of felt like, and I need to go back and look at this, but I always felt like those 1- and 2-star, 3-star recruits end up being better players.
Hungry.
They always were. It was funny how, like, we'd get parade All-American guys, couldn't play dead, you know, but then we'd get some kid that nobody recruited, and he would be amazing. Not to say you can't go out and, you know, there's some of these guys show up, but it's amazing how many those 5-star guys that don't end up, you know. But the two and three stars, those are the guys that your program is built on those guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we got the Longhorn and Sooner rivalry taking over the Cowboys locker room because you got the proud Longhorn DeMarvian Overshown. He's going up against a lot of Sooners in that locker room because you've got Tyler Guyton, you've got CeeDee Lamb, Jordan Phillips, even though he's got a wrist injury, he will be going to the game, and so will DeMarvian Overshown. He will be in attendance there at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday, but they're working on some friendly wagers for this game. So we had Overshown talking about, hey, I got Tyler Guyton maybe. He's still a little, he doesn't know yet if he wants to bet on this. Now he's calling CeeDee out. He said CeeDee's got Texas. He doesn't want to say it publicly, but he's pretty sure Texas is going to win. So CeeDee's, of course, not going to come out and be like, I'm betting against my Sooners here. But he doesn't even want to place a friendly wager with Overshown because, according to him, he's not really in belief that the Sooners are getting it done.
His team's like, what, a 15-point dog?
Yeah, they are. He's a realist.
I mean, I respect his unbiased judgment there.
But Jordan Phillips, according to Overshown, he was real confident, so we got something with him. It's just a little fun, friendly, might involve a little coin, but nothing too crazy. So I think these locker room college bets are always fun. I mean, Mahomes and Kelsey just did it recently with Cincinnati and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm. I think when you're talking rivalry, you know, it's you're okay to be confident, but when you're talking about wagers, I need some sort of odds. You know, if I'm laying 14 points, like that's more than 2-1.
Yeah, and they might just be doing Oklahoma wins. You know, who knows what their stuff is.
I think if you're worried about the money, you know, and not these guys need to be worried about the money. The funny one is always making the other guy wear the jersey.
There you go.
You know, when the guy has to show up in the locker and he's got the hat on and he's wearing your college jersey.
Like you see CeeDee with Overshown's jersey on.
Yeah, like he's wearing
that. He would hate it. He would hate that.
I remember one time Quincy Carter and I bet, and it was he had to wear an LSU hat during his media availability. And I walked up right before he goes, oh, man, you didn't forget this, did you? I'm like, here you go. He put that hat on. He goes, okay, he's got questions. And he had an LSU hat on after the Georgia LSU.
That's good. That's
those
awesome.
Those are always cool. Make the other guy wear your jersey. That's a cool deal.
Now, CBS Sports has ranked the best rivalries in the SEC. Where does Texas-Oklahoma rank among these rivalries? Could they already, as a newcomer, debut as the top rivalry in the Southeastern Conference? Brian Broaddus, we've got Arkansas and Texas on the outside of the top 10. LSU-Ole Miss is number 12 on here. Mm-hmm. You've got Florida-LSU at number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama LSU, which is always the first Saturday in November, comes in at number 8.
Man, that feels like just for SEC rivals, that feels top 3 to me, guaranteed.
I mean, it's certainly over the last 15 years.
He's going to, number 1, I believe, will be Alabama and Auburn.
There you go, Iron Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, the Iron Bowl will be number 1.
Okay, fair enough.
Bama, Tennessee, third Saturday in October, comes in at number 7.
A lot of these are with Alabama, by the way.
Yeah. Totally. Now, Texas A&M, the Lone Star Showdown, is at number 6. My gosh, when you look, Texas has really dominated that. All time, 76-37-5 is the record between those two schools.
How much rivalry there, huh?
Auburn versus Georgia comes in at number 5.
They've played the most games against each other.
Oldest rivalry in the Deep South. Number 4 is Florida-Georgia.
The cocktail party, that's a pretty damn good one.
Well, not just any cocktail party.
Yeah.
The world's greatest cocktail party. It's that way. World's largest outdoor cocktail.
It's how
party.
I.
It sounds like the funnest.
It's how I base my celebrations when we go on air.
As you should.
I always think myself, I'm at the Georgia Florida game. That's how I approach.
You channel that vibe.
I challenge that vibe, whether at baseball games or at the parades. It doesn't matter. I challenge that vibe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here we go. 601. Egg Bowl, Mississippi State.
Get out of here.
Miss coming in number three.
Get out of here.
To say that's better number than three. Alabama and LSU, I'm like, what are we doing?
The Egg Bowl's had some epic games, so I will say, like, the two teams, maybe they haven't been as good at times as Bama and LSU, but I can see why they're in the top five here. Two is the Iron Bowl.
Bama so there's a rivalry better than the Iron Bowl in the SEC.
Oklahoma, Texas, no. Red River, number one. Best rivalry in the SEC. They can be new. You don't bleep with that tradition, baby. Nothing beats Red River. It's OU in Texas. You wanted them in your conference. You just added the best rivalry in college football.
Congratulations. You upgraded your rivalries, Brian.
Yeah. You know? Ahead of all the rivalries, the history of the Southeastern Conference.
For all the good that you guys did.
Probably Michigan and Ohio State.
Army-Navy.
Army-Navy would be fun.
Army-Navy might actually have two undefeated teams going at it. This
for a spot at the college football playoff.
This could be an all-timer.
This could be.
What?
This could be Army and Navy both are undefeated. They both could meet for this game in December 11th or 12th, whenever they play. Could be for a playoff spot.
That's abuse of our military personnel, if you ask me, Brian. I'm not going to stand for it. You know, you don't want to embarrass those young men out there.
Get
out
of here.
The last time, you have no chance
of competing against a top 10 program, much less like the number one seed in the tournament, probably.
I believe the last time they were both undefeated like this and the rankings and stuff is 1944, 45.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We're going back to the 40s.
Yeah, that's honestly
Blanchard
what I would
Davis,
guessed.
Man. Come on.
That's
man.
What I would
Don't
have
you know
guessed.
Your football history?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yes. Doc Blanchard?
In the 40s? Of course I do. Last thing here. This PJ Fleck stuff. I don't know how weird this is. Maybe people don't
He's
think
got a weird knot
weird.
On his tie. It's but way big.
To show players that they should have confidence.
Is it a big old Windsor?
Oh, it's huge. Lucius
Oh, he does. Yeah,
He does a seminar on how to tie it that way.
Yes, he does.
To make it, I guess it's very fashionable.
He does look fashionable.
I am very, like, I work at Blockbuster.
And he's got a very shiny, bald scalp. But I guess to give an antidote of confidence to the Gophers ahead of their matchup against USC, he gave them a little capsule that contained Sprite in it, and the players were supposed to drink the capsule with Sprite inside.
That's weed. That's weed.
So you've got like cult-like allegations that have been brought up against PJ Fleck. That might be a little bit of an overreaction, but
row the boat, bro.
Row the boat, baby. Shout out to the Gophers of Minnesota and their big upset win over USC.
As controversial as it is. Thank you, Wolchuk.
We're filling capsules with Sprite.
Wow.
Take a shot of vodka and you pass it around the room with everybody. Yeah. You ever done that before?
Every day of my life.
You know what I'm saying? That's times. Your peoples. We locked in.
I wake
Sometimes
up in the damn
baseball
morning.
Games.
We locked in.
Honey, get in here. It's time to pass around the Sprite.
All right. Thank you, Wolchuk. That's one down, four to go right here in the G-Bag Nation. And we'll be joined by a football guest coming up next. NFL insider Jordan Schultz joins us here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.